The Australian Embassy in Israel is in downtown Tel Aviv. But in the aftermath of the United States announcing it will move its embassy to Jerusalem, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry wants Australia to move too. The Council's Peter Wertheim is not expecting anything immediate, though.
The Czech Republic has already announced that it will follow the United States in recognising Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and that it will consider moving its embassy there. So we hope that in the coming years, Australia also might follow suit.
But Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is not offering any hope for such a move, despite the United States officially recognising Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
We will not be taking steps to move our embassy. It will continue to offer diplomatic representation in Tel Aviv.
US President Donald Trump says the move marks the beginning of a new approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But Ms. Bishop says the best outcome for both the Israeli and Palestinian people is a negotiated two-state solution. A move to Jerusalem, with the Palestinians intent on East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state, is seen as deeply complicating any hopes for such a solution. Labor Senator Penny Wong agrees with Ms. Bishop, telling the ABC she is concerned about unilateral action that could add to tensions in the region.
I think Australia should make its position clear, and that is we support a two-state solution. We don't support actions which make that outcome less likely.
Palestinian Australians have condemned President Trump's decision, and the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network's George Hartoum says Ms. Bishop should have condemned the action.
We are all angry and horrified and disappointed, and we call upon the Australian government to condemn in the strongest possible terms this unilateral action, which is destructive to the peace and to the peace process.
In Sydney, the United States Study Centre's Brendan O'Connor says Australia has calculated it is better not to get into a conflict with the US president, though.
The Australian government's approach is to hope for the best for Trump, to try to keep close to the administration and maybe fret behind closed doors.
Mr. O'Connor says the decision makes it hard to see the United States as a neutral broker in any future deal between the Palestinians and Israelis. He says he does not understand why President Trump extracted no concessions from the Israelis in making the move.
He's claiming that he can achieve a peace deal, that it might be easier than people claim. Why don't you get something back from the Israelis for this gesture, which the Israelis are very much, particularly their leadership of Benjamin Netanyahu, very much in favour of?